Hello and welcome to another episode of AIM Insurance Pirate Radio. We're here with recurring guest and college football analyst, Ryan DePinto. Ryan, thank you for joining us tonight.
Good to be back. I appreciate the title. I don't know if I quite deserve it, but yeah. We'll roll with it. Let's go.
Yeah, just got to fake it till you make it. So 100%. How you been, man? How's everything going? You're living in the city?
Yeah. I'm in New York, living in the city again, which has been good. In the process of kind of figuring out like work stuff and with the move so far. So I'm still working at the same company remote. Everything's going well there. Yeah, can't complain really. You know, just watching a lot of football, watching a lot of sports.
Yeah,
getting settled in.
Yeah,
going out occasionally.
It's the fall, so that's the name of the game, really. The final season, all that. So obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, have the Notre Dame hat. That's my team of choice as a nice Irish Catholic lad. And Ryan's, I bet he's going for a UGA.
There it is. Oh, the Athens.
Oh, that's Ole Miss.
Oh no, this is the Georgia hat. But they, it is Athens, Georgia. Athens, Georgia is just so if they got that, they wrote out the location. So I thought it was pretty cool. So I copped that recently. And they got the state logo there.
Okay, there we go. So, fresh.
Yeah, I'll wrap for the podcast.
So your sister went to Georgia, and is that how you became a Georgia Bulldog fan?
Yeah, so I went to GW, and I ran track there, but they aren't known for their sports. Our basketball team is actually not half bad. They were ranked when I was there for portions of the season, but we don't have a football team. So I never – and growing up in – I mean, like you know, a lot of people are Notre Dame fans, but growing up in New York, you don't really have a team around us, like Syracuse, right. It's not like we're close. We're not close to Syracuse.
No.
It's not like there's a team. Yeah, like that's like the options. And obviously that wasn't really pulling too many of us in. So then once my sister went there, we just all kind of jumped on it. And we've been fans since.
Yeah, shout out to her because she picked a great football school.
Yeah, the other thing is she got in right as
they got good.
It was Kirby's second year. So their first year with Kirby was rocky, but like, maybe they went like 7-5 or something. But then after that, they kind of exploded. And that first year she was there, we went to the Rose Bowl and my family went and it was super fun. It was the one against Baker. That was crazy back and forth. It was Baker Mayfield and that whole team. They had Mark Andrews, CeeDee Lamb, cool. Hollywood Brown. So yeah,
kind of fan since. Yeah, and college football, like NFL, it's just a great time of the year for sports. We had the equinox the other day with all four major sports.
I saw that. Yeah, that's sick.
That was cool. So it's just a great time to be a fan, and I'm really enjoying the weather and everything that comes with it.
100%. So
we'll jump right in. What are your thoughts on the season of college football thus far?
I think it's been super exciting. I think one of my big takeaways so far is there's going to be – this would have been a good year for the expanded playoff to have happened because there's going to be more teams than spots, I think, in my opinion at this point, just right. Based off of looking, I have the AP top 25 pulled out over here. And there's a bunch of teams who I think can win the whole thing. I think Georgia and Ohio State have separated themselves.
Yes.
Just as in terms of complete teams, but I also think they're definitely beatable as they've shown. Notre Dame gave Ohio State a fight and was winning in the third quarter. Georgia then had a close one with Missouri, who's not particularly good because they just turned the ball over. So there's no – last year it was really like Georgia was pretty strong. Bama was pretty strong. There was like a clear divide. I think there's like a bunch of teams that could kind of make it interesting. Tennessee, Michigan, Clemson's took another step up.
Right.
Bama, you can't count out. I mean, TCU's had a great year. I don't quite put them on that level, but that's just 6 or 7 teams right there.
Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, 6 teams, I have the odds pulled up, the consensus odds, and the first two front runners, like you're saying, 175 and 180 for Ohio State and Georgia, respectively. And then there's a big drop off to Alabama plus 400, Clemson plus 1,000, Michigan plus 1,600, and Tennessee plus 1,600. So two of those teams are going to get left out of the college football.
Yeah, to be honest, if I was going to take a long shot on any of those, I don't hate Michigan at that price. I think they have like two – I mean, Georgia dismantled them in the bowl game last year, but the way they looked against Penn State, who I think is a pretty good team still, was really impressive to me. And I think even if they lose to Ohio State close, there's a good chance that they could maybe get into that fourth spot, depending what shakes out in the other conferences and stuff. If Georgia beats Tennessee and then Georgia beats like Alabama, and then Alabama has two losses now, I think one loss Michigan would get in over two loss Alabama at this point.
Definitely.
So I think they looked really good, and I think they could beat Ohio State potentially. So we'll see what happens with that. But
yeah, I'm going to go with a pick of the same odds, plus 1,600, according to this. I'll take Tennessee as my long shot future. They just looked really impressive to me against Alabama.
Yeah, definitely.
A shootout game like that, it's really impressive for them to win. And side note, did you see that that they dragged the field goal post? Into,
like, that was insane.
After that, the school was asking for money to like buy a new field goal post. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
I think Tennessee is not – I think that's a pretty good pick as well. For the value, they're going to be there. Even if they lose to Georgia, they could still make the playoff, in my opinion, depending how it shakes out in the other conferences. So we'll see there. The only thing with them, their defense is still questionable in my mind.
Right.
We'll see what happens November 5th when they play Georgia. But you saw Bama put up points on them. So it's just it's a tough situation when you feel like maybe you need to score 45 points to win a football game.
Right.
So we'll, against like the elite teams, but we'll see. I mean, they might just keep doing it. Hendon Hooker has been killing it. Josh Heupel's obviously turned them around.
Yeah. Speaking of some quarterbacks, do you have any favorites to win the Heisman? Pull up the Heisman odds.
I was thinking about that the other day. I think honestly, Bryce Young. Like, it's okay. He's not a sleeper, but he's a sleeper in terms of. I don't know if you have the odds, but. Hendon Hooker and C.J. Stroud are clearly 1A, 1B right now, I think, in terms of the odds. And then I think Caleb Williams will be in there from USC, who's having a great year. But that game was only close because Bryce Young was insane this past weekend.
Right.
He was doing everything. They don't have a ton of – obviously, Bama's talented, but it's not like it's like the years of the past with Jameson Williams, Devonta Smith, guys of that nature, Henry Ruggs, like those Jerry Jeudy types, like – he's kind of just putting the team on his back, and he's so talented. But we'll see. I mean, obviously, they have to keep winning, and he has to keep accumulating stats like this. It's going to be hard to take it from Stroud. There's also a little voter fatigue with him winning last year.
Yes. So I don't think they'll give it to Young again, but the clear favorite right now is Stroud at minus 110. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But I can't seem to find all the rest of the odds. But, yeah. It's good when you have these many good quarterbacks. It seems like all the teams in the top six have a solid quarterback. And then I really like to see the quarterback play. And I like to see them get drafted high for teams that are struggling.
Yeah, I think this would be a good quarterback draft. A lot of people like the kid from Kentucky, Will Levis. I know people are pretty high on, as a prospect, the Florida quarterback, Anthony Richardson as well, just like in terms of he has like all the tools, but he hasn't quite put it all together, but we'll see what happens with that. There's some hope for teams who are struggling in the NFL.
Definitely. Yeah, it could be a good quarterback year for the struggling teams, like you said. Do you want to jump into this weekend slate?
Yeah, definitely. All right, yeah, cool. Let me pull that up again.
Yeah, you had some of the higher-ranked games we can go through.
Yeah. I think to start with the early slate, this isn't – like last week was an insane college football slate. This one's definitely a little lighter in terms of there's some teams playing some non-Power 5 teams, like Tennessee's playing UT Martin, Ohio State's playing Iowa, who's just not looked good this year. They can't score the football. But
you're a punt specialist team.
Yeah, exactly. The first game that jumped out at me was Syracuse-Clemson, because Syracuse isn't having a crazy good year. But I don't know if they're – I think their luck might run out here going up against Clemson.
Right.
But
what's the spread in that game?
So it's 14, Clemson minus 14 right now.
I would take Clemson.
I think I would too, to be honest. I think Syracuse hasn't really – let me pull up their schedule, but I don't think they've really played anyone just yet.
It's nice that they're good though. No,
I love it, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so they'd be Louisville, who's bad, UConn, bad. Their win over Purdue is nice, 3-point win over Purdue. They beat Virginia, who's been really bad, Wagner – not good. And then they beat NC State this past weekend, but without their starting quarterback, Devin Leary. So I think this is just a situation where they're just going to step up in class. And Clemson's kind of going to maybe round it up on them a little bit because their defense is just stonewalled. They have a bunch of guys who are going to be top 20 picks. So I think Clemson, I would ride with the 14 there.
Yes. And then one I just pulled up was Alabama, Mississippi State, Alabama minus 21.5. What are your thoughts on that game?
That one is tough. I think I would honestly stay away from that. My initial thought is Bama has been struggling against teams that can kind of throw the ball. Their secondary has just been a little bit questionable. And Mississippi State can really air it out with Will Rogers and some of their weapons outside. And, you know, Mike Leach teams like to use that air raid, throw the ball around. But coming off the loss, I feel like Saban was probably in their ass all week.
That's practice. What I'm saying. If I like your idea to stay away from it, but if I had to pick a side, it would be Alabama minus the points.
Yeah, I think if I were going to do anything with that, I would take the – I don't know what the over – let me check the – maybe the over just because both these teams seem to – 61. That's a high over, but I think I would ride with that.
When you have a 21.5-point spread, you know,
you need points.
If you win by that much, you'll hit the over, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I think that would be probably what I would lean to, or maybe Bama first quarter. I could see them coming in and just – yeah. So I could see them maybe like our first half, like Bama minus 13, something like that. Like I could see them being up like 21-7 at halftime, something like that. Gotcha. And then maybe Mississippi State continues to score with them. Yeah, but that game should be good. I think the the 3:30 games are pretty nice, actually.
Okay, we'll just say that.
So Oregon versus UCLA is my favorite game of the week. Number 9 versus number 10, Oregon's
game of the week alert.
There it is. Oregon is -6.5 in this game. Okay. And I think I would ride with Oregon, to be honest. I feel like Oregon got kind of laughed on just because their opening week game against Georgia where they lost 49-3, which is obviously bad, but it was first game of the season, new quarterback, new coach, new system, obviously. So I think that just kind of caught them off guard. It was also in Atlanta, so it wasn't really a neutral site game. So I think Oregon would be my play there, and I feel pretty strong about that. I like what UCLA's been doing with Chip Kelly and that whole Dorian Robinson Thompson, their quarterback, has been really good, but we'll see. That's one I'm excited about, but I think I would roll with Oregon at home. I think I trust them.
I like it. It's inside the football number of 7, but I also wanted to mention I like these schools like Syracuse, Kentucky, UCLA. I like them saying, hey, we're not just a basketball school. We're going to invest some time and money into football.
100%. It's so much better.
A lot better. Yeah.
I'd be happy with either of those teams winning, but I think Oregon would win. And then Texas versus Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a home dog. So Texas is -6. I would maybe sprinkle the money line for Oklahoma State because that's kind of what I feel.
What's like the odds on that? Like 130? 200?
Probably closer to 200, honestly.
Yeah.
Plus 150, maybe. Yeah, money line's plus 190.
So I think
I would maybe take the – I think Oklahoma State does the same thing every year. They drop the one game that's really winnable, like last week when they lost to what did they lose to last week? I'm blanking now. TCU. Yeah, TCU right. in the overtime game. It's like if they won that, they would be – they have a good route to the playoff, and they just find a way to lose. But then they'll always bounce back. You know, they're good for like a 10-2, 11-1 season. They'll be in a New Year's Six. So I think they'll bounce back. I don't see them losing two games in a row, but I do love Quinn Ewers of Texas. So I would be happy with either of them pulling that out. He's big time.
Yeah.
Next year's quarterback class might be even better with Ewers and Caleb and.
Is it Arch Manning or is that in 2 years?
Oh, yeah, he'll be here. He'll be there next year. I think he'll sit 1 year behind yours because I think yours can't go to the draft. But Arch is going to be electric too.
Yeah, that's just good for the sport, having another Manning. One game 100%. That popped out to me was Penn State, Minnesota, Penn State -6.5.
My roommate's at that game.
Really?
Who do you like in that?
I would take Penn State.
I would ride
with Penn State football number. Yeah.
I think Penn State is going to bounce back and kind of take over. The whiteout atmosphere is always electric. Yeah. So, you know, they'll be buzzing. And I think Michigan's just really good. I mean, obviously Penn State's got some stuff to figure out. Their rush defense was
Minnesota. Or are you talking about a different game?
Oh, yeah, Penn State when they played
Michigan State.
Michigan last week.
Michigan, yeah.
That was they got exposed, but I think they're a better team than what they kind of put out there. And I think Penn State, like you said, I think I would keep it with that being under 7 points, I would definitely hammer that.
Yes. What else we got here? I think those are some of the main games. Might have done like five games. All right. Ole Miss LSU, Ole Miss plus +2.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Everyone and their mother is on LSU money line. I think it opened Ole Miss might have been a favorite and it switched to LSU. I think it might have been like
Ole Miss. So public's betting on it. Ole Miss or the opposite?
I think most of the money's coming in on LSU.
I have it right here. 58% on LSU minus -2 right now.
Yeah, I think everyone's hammering it. I'm rooting for Ole Miss in this situation. Yeah, I know it's in Baton Rouge. I want it to be undefeated when Ole Miss plays Alabama. I think Alabama's way better, but I want it to be a number 5 versus number 6 kind of matchup, like top 5, top 6 matchup when those two meet up in 2-3 weeks. And I like Ole Miss. I like Jackson Dart, their quarterback. I like what Lane Kiffin's doing. I think they come out there. I would roll with the Ole Miss money line, mainly just because everyone's on LSU. It can't be that easy. Everyone's like, it's
a lot. That's a rat. Could be a rat line. Yeah, when so much of the public's on one side, I like to kind of consider the other side at least.
100%. I'd be fine losing money on Ole Miss there.
Yeah. And shout out to Ben Mitz, King of the South. Actually, 100%. Brandon Walker, King of the South. That might be it. I'm just going to scroll through the rest of these games.
The night game we should talk about maybe. TCU Kansas State. Okay. I honestly haven't had a chance to watch much of either team yet, but TCU's obviously put together a good season, 6-0. I'm interested to just see how that plays out, to be honest. I don't know too much about either team.
I wouldn't jump on either side, but it could be a good game.
Definitely. Yeah. Max Duggan, obviously their quarterback, has been really good this season. 16. I'm looking at the stats right now. 16 touchdowns, 1 interception for him. So he's been killing it. So I'm honestly interested to see how far that can go, because I feel like most people think the Big 12 is kind of like out of it for the playoff at this point, just with how Oklahoma State fumbled the bag there. Texas has already got 2 losses. Those are like the teams you really think of. Oh, Oklahoma's being terrible. Those are the 3 teams you would have expected. But I mean, if TCU just keeps ripping off wins, they're going to be in the playoff if they go undefeated. So all the people talking about 2-3 SEC teams, all SEC and Big Ten with like a Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia, Bama type of situation, or Georgia, Tennessee, or Tennessee, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I mean, if TCU just wins out, that those things don't matter. Exactly. And after this game, if they beat Kansas State here, they have West Virginia, who's been bad, Texas Tech, who's been all right. And then they go Texas, Baylor, Iowa State. Texas and Baylor. I mean, Baylor and Iowa State have been bad. So it's really just Texas left to get through on their schedule. Yeah, they like them running the slate. If they beat Kansas State, becomes pretty realistic.
Have we talked about the Georgia game this weekend? Am I missing something?
They're on the bye this week. Oh. They're coming back with Florida next week. So a much needed bye for Georgia, just because they've got a couple guys who are banged up still. Their projected top 5 pick, Jalen Carter, has been out the last couple of weeks. He got hurt in the Missouri game. So I'm excited for that Florida game, but hopefully they come out.
Is it down in the swamp?
They do it at a neutral site in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's like right in between the 2 schools. So that should be good.
Still close anyway.
Yeah. It'll be a good kind of tune-up, hopefully, for the big matchup the next week in Athens versus Tennessee when they come to town, which will be electric.
Right.
That's a must watch.
Yeah, absolutely. The atmosphere. So we'll end with the Notre Dame game. We'll get both of our fandoms. It's Notre Dame, UNLV, Notre Dame minus -24.5. I just don't trust it with that many points.
They just haven't been scoring like that is the problem. So that's a lot of points just in general.
They might score like 30 points and win like 30-10.
Yeah, something like that. I'm rooting for them. I mean, I like Marcus Freeman. I think he's Yeah. It seems like everyone really likes him on the team. He seems like he's recruiting well. So
yeah.
He just kind of got to maybe float through this year, because I know the schedule gets harder after this too. They have still Clemson to play, right? USC. Yeah. They have Syracuse too. It's I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah. So that they need to get these like these wins. Like they need to lock up UNLV, Navy, Boston College. They can't falter too much, because
yeah.
That's how you kind of affect recruiting. If you go 5-7 versus going like 7-5 in your first year, it's like more respectable. So it'd be
very damaging to recruiting. But like you said, I like Marcus Freeman too. I'm not ready to give up on him at all.
No, definitely.
But yeah, like we were saying earlier with Kirby Smart, you know, started off 7-5. So if he could have one of those, then keep his job, you know, who knows what could happen in the long run. Notre Dame's like we were saying, college football is better when Notre Dame is good. So
100%. And they've been I think he's been killing it on the recruiting trail for like 2023. Mm-hmm. Let me pull that up real quick, but I'm pretty sure they're 247 Sports is usually what I use for the recruiting. 22.
While you pull that up, the Knicks are playing right now. And
the NBA
just started. We got a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. But before we get to the Knicks, let's start with baseball. I know you're a Mets fan. Thoughts on the season?
Honestly, I feel like maybe I'm the most positive Mets fan there is, in the sense of the outlook. Like, obviously, it sucked to go out the way they did in the wild card and having the same exact record as the Braves, but having to play in the wild card. But, I mean, they won 100 games. It was a great season. Not the way you wanted, but, I mean, it was the second year under Cohen. I think they're headed in the right direction. They've got a good young core. An owner who's willing to spend more money than anyone else. So I'm upset with how it ended, but very optimistic for the future. The only thing that's dampening it is their DeGrom, Bassett, Nimmo, and Diaz are all free agents. So they just got to see how that goes. If we can get 2 out of 4 of them back with the prospects we have coming up, I think it should be another 90-plus win season and another chance to compete. So.
Yeah, and other free agents that hit the market from other teams, you know, Sandy's willing to spend on them. So,
yeah, 100%. So,
yeah,
my ideal situation would be 3 to 4 of them back. I mean, obviously 4 to 4 would be great, but I feel like someone will end up leaving.
Yeah,
if we go to Grom, Diaz as must lock up
priorities. Yep,
and then if you get one of Nimmo, Bassett, I'd be happy. I'd be over the moon.
And you guys should take solace in the fact that the Padres are doing really well. It's not like you.
They're a good team. So, yeah. I mean, it sucked. But, I mean, even in the moment, like, I was at the Saturday night game where they won. So, that was electric.
That's cool. Yeah.
So, I might have seen DeGrom's last start if he actually ends up leaving. Let's go. The Knicks are up big.
Oh, yeah. What's the score?
66-43, baby.
Nice, let's go.
Running it up.
Make it.
But yeah, I'm pretty optimistic for the Mets' future.
Yeah, definitely. And as a Yankees fan, obviously things will look
tough first two games.
Yeah, just brutal, both of them really, especially last night's game. But we bring it back to the Bronx with Cole. Must win, and really, I think we're gonna have to win 3 in a row, like all the home games, and then because it's 2-3-2,
so yeah, all
the home games. Even if we go down 3-2, it's going to be tough to win 2 in a row in Houston. So we'll see.
Yeah, I feel like in their situation, obviously a shitty 2-0 against a 100-win Astros team is not where you want to be.
Right.
But you got to just go game at a time, especially because it's baseball. If Cole comes out and shoves tomorrow, it's 2-1. Then, you know, Nestor comes out 2-2. And then from there, it's like, all right, now it's a 3-game series.
Now it's a winnable. Yeah. More realistic, but next two are certainly must win.
Does the bats need to wake up, really?
Yeah, Judge. Yeah, he almost said when I really didn't like the complaining about the exit velocity and all that stuff. Like, it's either a home run or it's not like
that. That was a bad look. I gotta be honest. Not even as a Mets fan, it's like when they're
complaining, in general.
It's
like, yeah, even I committed as a Yankees fan. Like,
yeah, it's just like, I mean, you can't
The roof screwed us. Like, come on, guys.
You just can't say it. It does no good. It's like, all right. I mean, it's a win. It's a win is a win. A loss is a loss. It's like, even if that's true, it's just like, yeah, you gotta just move on. But
focus on the next game.
It'll be interesting. I'm excited for game 3 to just to watch as a fan.
Yeah, definitely. And then NFL, I know you're a Giants fan.
Big start.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Big start for the boys.
Big start, yeah. And then as a Jets fan too, I think
yeah.
Looking pretty well, other than Elijah Moore, which kind of
sucks. What was up with that?
Yeah, so apparently he's the same agent as Robbie Anderson, who just got traded. And and then there's a whole back and forth, like he was complaining about not getting targeted, and then Zach Wilson said to the media, you know, like, we want, like, and Salah said the same thing, like, we wanted to say we're not going to honor this trade request, but Wilson was saying, you know, I only completed 10 passes, you know, we're running the ball a lot, there's not a lot to go around right now, but we're winning and we're having fun.
Yeah, you're 4-2, bro. You're in the second year of your season.
And he's on my fantasy team too, so that's what I'm really wishing.
yeah maybe he would be better off getting traded, but as a Jets fan, it's like, dude,
it's like everything's going well besides that.
So. We're not, yeah, like you said, we're not airing the ball out. You're not getting touches, but we're throwing it 70 times right a game. Now. Yeah, we're a ground-and-pound team with a young quarterback. Like, be patient.
Yeah. And things are looking even better for the Giants. You know, Saquon's playing well. Receivers are doing well.
The schedule is easy, too. I mean, not easy because every game, it's not like the Giants are a juggernaut, but, I mean, it's favorable. Their next four games are against the Jaguars, which is – the all-time rattiest line. The Jaguars are favored by 3.5, and everyone's hopping on the Giants, and it's making me feel bad. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, the Jaguars started off hot, and then now they're 2-4. So
yeah,
to make it that.
So we go Jaguars, Seahawks, Texans, Lions. That's, give me 3-1 in that stretch, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, and that's, I think you can even go 4-0. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, if they go 3-1 there, and then they're sitting at 8-2. I mean,
take like one or two more games and you're already be in the playoffs.
Yeah. If we win 9 games this season, I'm going to be ecstatic. Like, that's awesome. We'll make the playoffs. Like,
yeah.
Can't complain.
Jets looking good. I really like, before we move on to the Jets, I really like Daboll as a head coach. He seems like
he's doing. Wouldn't trade him for anyone in the league.
Yeah.
He's changed everything in such a short time. We're also in cap hell. Like, it's not like this team is talented. He's doing this with an average talented roster with a few good young players, a lot of old veterans. Like, they had to cut James Bradbury, who's been one of the best cornerbacks for the Eagles, just because we couldn't pay everyone. We literally just had to cut. He was a good player, but he was just on a massive deal, so we had to cut him. We have the colossal contract of Kenny Golladay sitting on our books, so it's a nightmare. But, I mean, he's making it work, so he's turning water into wine. So once we get some actual full team like rounded in, we'll be set.
Yeah, fake till you make it. And Salah, I'm not as confident in him in his coaching abilities, but you know, I'm not going to complain at 4-2 right now. Breece Hall has been a beast. Receivers have been good, and the defense has been really good. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like it's one of those things where it's like you got to just kind of trust it when it's working, while still being like cautiously optimistic, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks, man, a lot for joining us. Obviously, you know, you're welcome on any time.
Yeah, appreciate it. This is fun. We'll have to check in. We'll have to check in with me after the Georgia Tennessee game.
Yeah,
and do a final. Should we do a college football prediction here? Just fill out our 4 to hold ourselves accountable, and then we'll go back to it once they get released.
4 for the playoff.
Yeah. We should predict our playoff now, and then update it one more time after maybe mid-November, and then we'll have it. Obviously, okay. See how we do.
As the host, I'm obligated to go first, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull up the rankings too, because I kind of have an idea of what I'm leaning towards. But
all right, ready?
Ready to roll.
All right, I'm gonna go Ohio State, Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan.
Say it again.
Ohio State, Georgia, Whoa. Tennessee, Michigan.
All right, so you got 2-2, SEC, two, and you have in that situation. Are you having Georgia beat Tennessee, Ohio State beat Michigan, so Georgia and Ohio State are undefeated, and then Michigan and Tennessee get in as one loss. The best
that would be correct. Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think mine's gonna be similar. So I'll go Georgia 1. I'll have them. Mm-hmm. Beating Tennessee at home, I think being at home is huge, and then the rest of their schedule is not too crazy. They have a couple trap games with like a road game at Mississippi State, but I think they're good enough to take care of it. And then I'm not that scared of, I mean, you got to be scared of Bama in the SEC championship game, or Ole Miss if they get there. But I think they would take care of business against those type of teams. I just think there's a lot of holes on their team, like Tennessee exposed there. So I'll go Georgia 1 undefeated. Michigan made me question a lot of stuff, but I'm going to say Ohio State. I think they were really talented. I'll have them going undefeated as well at 2. Mm-hmm. 3, I'm going to go with – this is tough.
Yeah, this part gets hard.
This is tough. I'm going to go with Clemson. I just think – not that I think they're the third best team, but I think they're just in a situation where – look at their schedule. I'll read off their schedule real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where they get they pick up a loss. Syracuse this weekend. We already both said that we thought they were going to win. Notre Dame.
Win.
Louisville.
Win.
Miami. Talented team, but maybe they could pull off something crazy.
Not at their level. They might cover and lose.
Yeah. And then South Carolina is their last game.
So that's a win as well.
And then when you do that, go into the standings, the ACC – like the what is it called? They do the two conference schedule, so it's not just the best two teams are in the championship game. They do the Coastal Conference and the Atlantic Conference. These are the teams in the other conference that they would play.
Coastal Conference, it's trash, right?
Yeah, it's Virginia, trash, 1-3. Virginia Tech, 1-3. Duke, 1-2.
How do they not played?
Oh, these are conference games. I'll do overall record. Okay. Virginia 3-4. Virginia Tech 2-5. Duke 4-3, Miami 3-3, Pitt 4-2, Georgia Tech 3-4. North Carolina is the best team, so it'll probably be North Carolina at 6-1. But that's not a team that I'm like shaking in my boots about.
Yep.
So that's just kind of my thought on that. But I think Clemson would get blown out by either Georgia or Ohio State. And then for my last spot, I'll roll with you with Michigan. I kind of like what they have, and I think they'll play Ohio State close. But I also could see that being a Tennessee spot. I could see that being a Bama spot. But I don't buy the Pac-12 or the Big 12 in terms of, like, getting a team in. I think UCLA is going to lose this weekend. I think TCU might lose this weekend. So I just see them kind of canceling each other out. And then that last spot really coming down to either Georgia if they lose to Tennessee if they lose to Georgia, and then Bama if they, you know, look good but lose a close one to Georgia or Tennessee in the title game.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say for now. But we'll see. We'll probably both look incredibly silly when something happens in the next week, because that's just how college football goes.
Just how it goes. College football, basketball, expect the unexpected. But thank you again for your expert analysis. Friday night, give us a song recommendation to lead us into the weekend.
Let me go through my
take your time. We got 3 minutes and 50 seconds till they kick us off. So
perfect. Let me see what I've been listening to recently. Throw a rec for the boys. I've been doing a live by Kid Cudi a lot lately. I heard it as that was actually whose walkout song?
Oh, Alive.
Yeah. It like was
When I Come Home.
Yeah. It was Adam Ottavino's walkout song, The Mets Setup Man. And it's always a legendary throwback.
Yeah, shout out to Cudi. All right, man. Thank you. I'll have you back on again soon. And thanks to everyone for listening.